अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभव,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभव,
शिव
मनाभव,
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभव,
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभव,
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभव,
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभव,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभव,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभव,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभव,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभव,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभव,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभव,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभव,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभव,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभव,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभव,
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभव,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभव, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभव, शिव मनाभव।
God is indeed a jealous God. He cannot bear to see that we had rather not with Him but with each other play. That's one of the shortest poems by Emily Dickinson. God wants us to play with Him. Yoga should become a sport. It's not labor. Labor exhausts. The play entertains. Love, the flow, not force. It's the devotion, not duty. It is the bliss, not burden. From today onwards, we are starting this new series, Shivamanabhava. In this, we are going to discuss tricks, shortcuts, ways, methods to be in tune with the divine. And every day we will discuss five such methods so that the entire life becomes a beautiful game, a fountain of joy, a creative activity. Mind has a tendency to wander. Mind gets fatigued. It needs something to reset, to restart. Every day we will be seeing some tricks. The first trick is love, not labor. We are not students writing the exam paper, but we are the lovers writing love letter to the beloved. When a lover writes a letter, he pours out his heart and soul into that letter. Every letter, every word is living. It is the divine communion with God. Rather than forcing ourselves to do yoga, how nice it would be if we fall in love with Him. And we chat with Him. He becomes the very nucleus of our life. He becomes the very center point of our existence, where every thought and every emotion, where every desire revolves around Him. Rather than laboring, rather than forcing, rather than converting yoga into a duty, why cannot we turn it into a love affair with the divine? Love knows no burden. Love is joy. Love is flowing. Love is transcendental. Find out ways and means and methods to augment this love, to reinforce this love. And when we are driven by love, there is no effort. Love is the effortless joy. Love is our basic, original, pristine sanskar. So when we are deeply rooted in our own being, in our own sanskara, automatically our mind becomes undistracted. Love is the outpouring of the heart. It is the desire to merge, it is the desire to become one. You sit and write. Just as a child is writing, just as a lover is writing a letter. Write it and then read it throughout the day. Or record it and listen. God wants us to play with Him, to be with Him, to hold His hand, to move, to trust in Him. He wants the totality. His jealousness, His jealousy, is not about possessiveness, it's not about comparison. You can write anything to Him and He listens. So the first trick is a trick of love. Just move. Yoga is not a time-bound session. Yoga is not a duty-induced injunction. Yoga is the real play. It's a sport. It's entertainment. You wake up and He is in front of you. You walk and you feel Him. This morning when I was sitting in the meditation hall, I found that the meditation hall at 2:30 in the morning was vacant. And it felt as if the chairs are waiting. The chairs are waiting. It felt as if the entire Madhuban was like a womb. Red in color, immersive attitude, immersive atmosphere. And something invisible, something divine, something enigmatic, something powerful is about to take birth in this womb. The red light. The silence, the depth. Everything is so powerful. So love is first thing. Second is micro yoga burst. Rather than one long protracted session of 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, can we convert yoga into 2 minute yoga, but 20 to 30 times a day? This is less exhausting. 1 minute yoga, 2 minute yoga. But multiple times, time and again, you reset the consciousness rather than allowing it to enter into the boring state. A consciousness filled with distraction. Leads to boredom, leads to fatigue. Let there be micro yoga bursts, small, small. You are entering a room, you are sitting, you walk, you move, you talk, anything you do, suddenly reset the consciousness to the divine. These yoga bursts are powerful. 1 minute, 2 minute, a single line. You know, people go to meet saints. Why do they travel such a long distance? Because that saint says two powerful words. and they take that as blessing. So they travel all the way to such long distances just to hear those two words of blessing. The words are filled with conviction, and if they are spoken with purity, they manifest. The words are very powerful. Even if throughout the day, whatever we speak, that has a power to manifest. Whatever we speak, the mind says tathastu. Let it become true. You say, I am sick, I am sick. The mind says, yes, you will become sick. I feel weak, I feel exhausted, I feel depressed. I feel so much of body pain. I don't feel like to get up. I feel like to sleep all day long. The mind listens, responds, and obeys. The mind is always at your beck and call. What you say, it manifests. What you say, it becomes true. So let there be yoga buzz and say, I love you with all my mind, with all the memory, with all my power, with all my heart and with all my soul. I thank you, I love you, I move with you. I have my being with you, O Lord. So when the consciousness moves with Him, automatically you start feeling lighter. The third is identity reset. Just a single word. I am soul, not body. But you are saying it multiple times. When you are interacting, when you are talking, when you are moving, you are exercising, listening to Murli or anything. Just a single line. I am a point of light. I am that point of luminosity. I am that point of immaculate purity. Extremely pure. Impurity cannot touch me. What you think becomes your emotion, and emotions percolate into the subconscious domains. So multiple times keep saying, I'm soul, not body. Body consciousness will fade away, and it will not go in one second. It takes time, because soul is under the illusion of body consciousness. I am body is the greatest illusion. I am the utter spark of consciousness, pure, sacrosanct, utterly immaculate and untouched. Nothing of this world touches me. I am a traveler. I see, I walk, I move. I listen, I dance. I remain untouched. So this is called as Bindu Drill or Identity Reset. That is the third. Fourth is Sin Alert System. We need to install a sin alert system in our consciousness. Yoga is not just about remembrance. Yoga is about avoiding faults. The moment a sinful thought, a vicious thought, a body conscious thought enters, immediately an alert system should be activated. Activate the alert system, and the alert system says, you are pure. Purity is your very nature. The moment a thought of jealousy arises, a moment the thought of comparison arises, a moment the thought of superiority complex or inferiority complex arises, the moment the thought of comparison or self-victimization arises, immediately alert, playing the victim card, playing the women card, playing the crying card, playing the victimized card. I am suffering. Everybody is against me. Playing the sinner card. I am sinner, I am sinner, I am weak. The existence says tathastu. What you say becomes the reality. So alert. Sin alert system. Do not fall. If you fall, rise up again. Realign. And the last is end time visualization. Imagine it's the end time and Baba is my only awareness. Nobody can help me. Nobody can support me. Where should I run? To whom should I call for help? He is the only succor. He is the only help. He is the only prop. He is the only support. He is the be all and end all of my life. I don't need any human being. When he is with me, nothing, nothing, nothing. I have such an unflinching faith in this eternal support, faith upon him, faith in his every word. So these are the five ways, five hacks. The first is love. Increase the dose of love. Increase the frequency of love. The love is the epitome of spiritual life, the highest point, the summit, the zenith, here, the top of the mountain. It is not the lack of love, it is not the lack of knowledge, it is the lack of love, it is not the lack of ilm. It is the lack of ishq. Fill the consciousness with love. Fill the soul with this divine love. When the love becomes overflowing, words become secondary. Yoga is the overflowing of this love. Yoga is not about commentaries. Yoga is not the plaything of words. It is the divine union. The river is thirsty to meet the ocean. Yoga is the overflowing of the consciousness. The second is microburst. Small tricks, small ways. 1 minute, 2 minutes, throughout the day, but 20 times, 30 times, rather than one long, protracted, long drawn out session. Okay, Amrit Vela, we can do that. But throughout the day, let there be some connection. Rather than getting disconnected throughout the day and again trying to reconnect at night, in the evening. The third is identity reset, small lines, not this body, not this body. The moment you give an order, I'm not this body, I'm not these eyes, I'm not this nose, I'm not these lips, I'm not these ears, I'm not this hand, I'm not this legs, I'm not this soil, I am pure consciousness. The more you remind yourself of this divinity, the divinity will start manifesting. The third is, the fourth is, a thin alert system. The moment you try to do something wrong, you know, the fire smoke detectors, you don't have to tell them, it's the system, it works automatically. If you set an alarm, it will work automatically. If you system, if there is a smoke, so automatically if there is a fire and there is a smoke, it will alert. So nowadays such systems are installed everywhere. We need to install a mental sin alert system in the consciousness. The moment you try to do something wrong, automatically the system is alerted. And this moment of alertness will prevent falls. This 1 second of alertness is enough to prevent blunders. And the last is end time visualization. See, imagine, feel the world is on the verge of devastation. There are dead bodies everywhere. Everything has ended. And I am there. Whom should I call for support? But this needs practice. What you practice, you become. Yoga is not about doing something, it's about being. So these are 5 yoga hacks, tricks. If you force the mind, it rebels. If you make it do something, it wanders. If you perform something as duty, it becomes a burden. So yoga is all about love. So begin with love. Practice multiple times. 3 affirmations and affirmations. Alert system. And visualization. Visualize. A divine hand is coming out from the sky and holding me. And I move and have my being in him, with him, through him, from him, everything. He is the very nucleus of my life, very center of my being. These are the 5 yoga hacks for today. Every day we will see such 5 things, and how can we make our lives into a divine comedy rather than seriousness. Option.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मलाभ,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मलाभ,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मलाभ,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मलाभ,
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मलाभ,
हर मन तप की आग
शिव मनाव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाव,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाव,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाव,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाव,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाव,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाव,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाव,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाव,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाव,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाव,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाव,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाव,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाव,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाव,
हर शब्द का सार थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ, शिव मनाभ।